Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a country that was once the darling of the global market, but now finds itself struggling to keep up with the latest technological trends, particularly in the field of artificial intelligence, or AI. This is the story of India, a nation that has missed the global AI investment wave and is now paying the price. A recent analysis by Bloomberg, published in Business Standard, argues that India has become one of the biggest losers in the global AI investment rotation. The headline reads, "India missed out on AI and now its run as market darling may be over." But what exactly is this AI investment rotation? In simple terms, it refers to a large-scale shift of institutional money from one sector, theme, or geography to another. In this case, the rotation is driven by the artificial intelligence infrastructure supercycle, which involves a surge in global investment into AI chips, data centers, cloud computing, and AI-integrated hardware. But why is AI driving equity flows? The answer lies in India's equity bull run from 2020 to 2024, which was largely a consumption story, driven by domestic demand, financial services, consumer goods, and an IT services sector that benefited from global outsourcing. However, the global AI boom rewards semiconductor fabricators, chip designers, and hardware manufacturers, not services exporters. And this is where India's problem lies: it has none of these at scale. This structural mismatch is the core of the AI miss. Now, let us look at India's market performance, specifically the Nifty IT Index, which tracks the top information technology companies listed on the National Stock Exchange of India. These companies include Tata Consultancy Services, Infosys, HCL Technologies, Wipro, and Tech Mahindra, all of which are IT services exporters, not AI hardware or product companies. The Nifty IT Index has collapsed, and foreign portfolio investor outflows have been significant. In fact, foreign portfolio investors, also known as foreign institutional investors, have been pulling out of India's listed equities and debt, and this outflow is structurally significant. But where is the money going? The answer is South Korea and Taiwan, which have become the principal beneficiaries of the capital that has left India. Both countries are integral nodes of the global AI hardware supply chain, with Taiwan being home to TSMC, the world's largest contract chipmaker, and South Korea hosting Samsung Electronics and SK Hynix. These companies are manufacturing chips at 2nm and 3nm nodes, a generation that is indispensable for AI accelerators. Now, let us turn to India's structural AI deficit. The country's research and development expenditure as a percentage of GDP is one of the lowest among G20 nations, at around 0.65 to 0.7%. This is the structural foundation of India's AI problem. Without sustained investment in basic and applied research, India cannot produce the AI-intensive industries that global capital now rewards. India's IT sector is genuinely large, employing approximately 5.8 million people, contributing around 7.5% of GDP, and generating annual export revenue of over $224 billion. However, India's IT sector is a global services delivery machine, not an AI product or semiconductor ecosystem. The semiconductor gap is another area of concern. India has no operational semiconductor fabrication facility as of 2026, despite the India Semiconductor Mission announced in 2021 with a 76,000 crore rupees incentive package. The country is at least 5 to 7 years away from producing advanced logic chips, and this is a significant disadvantage compared to Taiwan and South Korea, which are manufacturing chips at 2nm and 3nm nodes. Data localization and regulatory framework are also creating compliance uncertainty for global AI companies. India's Digital Personal Data Protection Act, 2023, and evolving data localization norms are restricting cross-border data transfer, limiting the ability of AI companies to use Indian data for training global models. Regulatory fragmentation between Meitwai, SEBI, RBI, and TRAI on AI governance creates uncertainty, and the AI governance framework consulted on by Meitwai in 2024 has not yet been finalized. The National AI Mission, approved by the Union Cabinet in March 2024, is the government's primary policy response to the AI challenge. However, critics argue that the 10,371 crore rupees outlay over 5 years is grossly insufficient, especially when compared to the US Chips and Science Act, which has allocated $52 billion for semiconductor research and manufacturing. Ruchir Sharma, chairman of Rockefeller International, has been critical of India's AI efforts, stating that most foreigners have taken the view that India is a loser in the AI race and that India has effectively become an anti-AI play in global portfolios. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Nifty IT Index tracks the top IT companies on the National Stock Exchange of India, including TCS, Infosys, HCL Tech, Wipro, and Tech Mahindra. The index has a weight of around 8% in the Nifty 50, down from 17% at its peak in early 2022. The 2026 performance of the Nifty IT index has been down by over 26%. Foreign portfolio investor outflows have been significant, with net outflows of $42 billion since the end of 2024. The India Semiconductor Mission has an outlay of 76,000 crore rupees, but the country is still far from producing advanced logic chips. The National AI Mission has an outlay of 10,371 crore rupees over 5 years, which is considered insufficient by critics. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers economy, technology, and India's competitiveness. The key analytical threads include India's growth model risk, R&D policy failure, capital account dynamics, and exchange rate. The topic is also relevant to GS Paper 2, which covers governance, digital policy, and international relations. The key points to note are Meitwai and AI governance, digital sovereignty versus openness, and India's position in global technology supply chains. In conclusion, India's failure to invest in AI and semiconductor technology has cost the country its market darling status. The government needs to increase public R&D spending, fast-track semiconductor fabrication, finalize the AI regulatory framework, expand India's AI computing capacity, and align STEM and vocational education with industry needs. Only then can India hope to regain its position as a leader in the global technology landscape.